Hi, everyone, and welcome. I'm Megan Kellett, the Assistant Site Editor for SearchDisasterRecovery.com. Today, I'll be talking about DR monitoring tools. Disaster recovery monitoring tools are often used in data storage environments to notify users if any major changes have happened in their environments so they might better avoid disasters. But how exactly do they work? What are the pros and cons associated with DR monitoring tools? And are there specific companies who should invest in DR monitoring tools? Here to help me answer these questions is John Twigo, CEO and Managing Principal of Twigo Partners International. Hi, John, and thanks for being here with me today.
Hi, Megan. Thanks for having me.
So, John, can you explain what a disaster recovery monitoring tool is? What do they do, and how exactly do they work?
Okay, let's give a little context here. Disaster recovery monitoring tool is a piece of software typically that is arrayed along a spectrum of disaster recovery software. There's software products, obviously, that you use to store information you've collected about your plan and to perhaps even create the planning document. There are a number of tools out there that do those things. And then there are tools that basically help you set up scenarios, software that allows you to fail over under certain circumstances from one set of technology to another set of technology, and provide some of the background services that are required in order to replicate data and otherwise to validate on an ongoing basis that the target recovery environment is available and it's up to snuff and it's ready to receive the workload. And then the third part are what I would call passive tools that basically aggregate the data protection processes that are going on, whether they're backups and you get an ongoing report on the successful completion of backups, or they're monitoring ongoing site-to-site replication over a WAN where the technology has been deployed to be able to replicate certain data across networks, so what's known as in the vernacular as a tapeless backup environment. All of these tools are very important. All of them serve purposes in one way or another. But I think what we're really going to drill down on here, given TechTarget's primary focus, is data protection, which, of course, is at the core of disaster recovery. Without your data, it makes no sense to stand up new servers or to rehost applications or to connect users. Without the data, you're dead in the water, so there's no point to even make the recovery effort, if you understand what I'm saying.
What are the different types of DR monitoring tools, and how can they help with data protection?
In the area of data protection, obviously, we've got different methodologies that are being used, again, from tape backup to disk to tape, and in some cases just disk to disk, whether it's local or in some cases remote mirroring across a wide area network. The situation is in most companies that are medium size and larger that you probably have a lot of data protection processes. Some of them are performed by the software that you use. You know, Oracle has its own backup procedure, and it will drive its own data out into a backup environment. Certain Microsoft applications and the Microsoft server environment also offer some built-in data protection capabilities where you can perform automatic backups. You can even do that on your desktop with Windows 7. And then in addition to the software-provided solutions in the business application and operating system software tools that are out there, a lot of people go out and they buy backup software, or they buy replication software that's freestanding, and that makes copies of whatever target you pointed at to whatever target you pointed at. So in the case of backup, it may go to a set of disks, and then from the disk maybe be migrated over to tape as well. Or it might just go directly to tape. And, of course, for site-to-site replication, it's just replicating data from one location and a set of disks there to another location and a set of disks there. Oftentimes, virtual tape is used in that role where you do your backups to disk, and that disk environment is called a virtual tape subsystem or a virtual tape library, VTL or VTS. And then there's some software that's used to replicate the images or the data sets that have been backed up to those disks across a WAN to a comparable set of hardware somewhere else. Nice thing about using third-party software, instead of doing this with some sort of built-in mechanism, replication technology, is that you basically aren't owing your soul to the company store. You don't have to buy the same vendor's gear at both the local site and at the remote site. So these third-party services may also come into play as data protection mechanisms. And then the third approach, of course, is the stuff that a lot of vendors decide to build onto their hardware itself. So you may have value-add features, well, what they call value-add, I'm not quite convinced of that, that do automatic replication, point-in-time splitting of mirrors, and point-in-time data sets that are pushed across the WAN to exactly the same hardware, identical hardware over at the recovery center. And that's all handled by the storage array with this extra software loaded on it that, so that you don't have to worry about it on an ongoing basis. That's the theory. Okay, so you got basically three layers here. You got the processes that are performed by the operating system and the business applications. You got the third-party software for data replication and those processes, be they backup or replication. And then you got on-hardware approaches that are used by, featured by many hardware vendors in the storage arena. The real task as your company grows is to coordinate and confirm that all those processes are happening as expected. It's a buzz hassle to break a mirror, to stop that data disk-to-disk data replication process, that mirroring process, and validate that the right data, the data you thought you were replicating, is actually being replicated on the target. Typically, you have to quiesce the application, you have to stop the mirror, and then you have to do file-by-file compares on both the local and the remote site in order to validate that the mirror is working. Backups have a tendency to provide you a report at the end of the completion of a job or a notice that a job has not completed. So if you're using tape backup, you have a lot of information that's generated by that process. And to a greater or lesser extent, some of the business application and operating system level procedures will also give you similar reports.
How do you coordinate all the different aspects of DR monitoring tools?
How do you coordinate all that? Let's say you've got thousands of applications, and they're distributed all over your environment, and you don't have a single pane of glass where you can coordinate and aggregate all of that information so you can at a glance confirm that everything's working as expected and that you have a valid set of data to recover from, whether it's on tape or on disk. That's a huge challenge and a huge cost accelerator in disaster recovery. Typically, you have to allocate personnel and their time to actually manually checking and tracking all of those outcomes. The purpose of what we're calling DR software in this context is to aggregate those processes and to basically deliver them to you in a sensible way. I can go into a couple of different flavors of those. There are products such as let's call them simple aggregators. There's really nothing simple about them, but products like Continuity Software's RecoverGuard. RecoverGuard's a really nice product. It goes out and it looks at all the mirroring going on hardware. And it gives you a view on an ongoing basis of the solvency of those mirrors, of those data replication processes that are hardware controlled. So if you've got EMC arrays and they're replicating to other EMC arrays, it will monitor those processes and at least reassure you that you are in fact doing some replicating. It doesn't get granular enough to tell you that you're replicating the right data, but it does tell you that the replication process you set up is occurring on an ongoing basis and without interruption.
What are the limitations of DR monitoring tools?
The limitations of an aggregator approach that's very hardware focused is that you're not able to see software replication with that particular product. You can't see that, for example, if you're running a CA Exosoft or you're running a Neverfail solution from Neverfail Group, or any of these other software-based data replication solutions, you can't track those or report them on the screen with RecoverGuard. You only see certain hardware replication processes, and only the ones that RecoverGuard has prioritized and added to its list of supported hardware platforms. There's a certain exercise that they have to go through to get access to an application programming interface or API from the vendor. They have to collect their information from that API. They have to normalize it, and they have to present it on their screen. And that requires a relationship with the vendor, and they have to be certified with that vendor, et cetera. So you're limited in the number of types of equipment that you can monitor, the number of replication processes you can monitor, and you can only monitor hardware-related replication processes using that product.
Could software products such as CA Exosoft and Neverfail be used as DR monitoring tools?
These products are not strictly speaking just for DR monitoring or DR data protection monitoring. They do that as an additional value-add feature. They're primarily, though, known as geo-clustering products. They allow you to actually replicate the data and, in some cases, provide push-button failover for the application from one designated site to another designated site. And they do that all in software, so you don't need to have like equipment at both ends. And it's kind of a cool strategy if you can afford the network costs and rationalize the need for the technology based on the requirements of the application itself. Now, the nice thing about the CA Exosoft product, which I know rather well because I've used it a lot, is that I can also aggregate input, the reports that are coming out of the software I may be using in some parts of my organization to do tape backups. I get all of the backup information normalized and reported on the same screen that I'm using to monitor on an ongoing basis disk-to-disk-based replication that's handled by that product. So it is not tracking the hardware-level stuff. It isn't. They didn't do any work with securing API access to hardware platforms. And in fact, what they're doing is kind of usurping that value add that you're paying a lot of money for on the hardware, that functionality that allows you to do the mirroring. So instead of doing hardware-to-hardware mirroring across like hardware, you can do hardware-to-hardware mirroring at a software layer that is completely hardware agnostic.
How can DR monitoring tools reduce your costs and simplify DR?
For my mission-critical applications, I can track and make sure my mirroring is going on for my always-on applications that is accomplished using this software. And I can also make sure that my tape backups are going swimmingly for those applications that don't need instantaneous failover, whose absence I can deal with for hours or days following an interruption event. But I do aggregate all those processes onto a single pane of glass. And that means that I can have one or two people monitoring all the data protection that I've got going on in my shop. Now, the CA product and Neverfail and some of the others also have been tied into other applications as well. So they can monitor and report on things that are going on in VMware, for example, or in Hyper-V, where there's a lot of replication services that are available for use. In the case of CA, they can also monitor the activity that's going on inside the Microsoft environment. So if I am using an application that can perform its own backups, I can trap and report that information as well. That's basically your range of options. You either do this in software, which sometimes ignores hardware value-add features, or you do it with a product like RecoverGuard that looks at hardware-based replication processes but ignores the software processes. It'd be nice if the two of them could kind of get their act together and join together or come up with some common interoperability meme that would allow them to share data so that if you're using a mixture of hardware-based replication for data protection and you're using also some software-based functionality, you'd still be able to aggregate all of that onto a single screen. That's really the point. The other ancillary value of this is that it reduces the load, the testing load that is on you. You know, testing is the long tail cost of disaster recovery. The acquisition of hardware and software components for DR is a very small sliver of the overall budget that's required to do disaster recovery. The remainder of the budget is really tied up with the personnel and the time that are required to do testing. And of course, you need to test the plan in order to keep it up to date with changes in the business and in the infrastructure.
What are the major benefits of DR monitoring tools?
Now, if you're using one of these monitoring tools, you can actually spot gaps a lot more readily than you can without them. And you may be able to address those gaps on a day-to-day basis, as well as perform, in the case of ExoSoft, you can perform a failover every day if you want to, just to validate that the DR strategy you have in place is actually going to work if it was ever needed. And none of that is disruptive to your current environment, and none of that takes anybody off premise. There's no need to schedule huge test events to test that functionality. So basically, one of the biggest and most time-consuming aspects of testing, which is the actual performance of a recovery or a failover, can be handled on a day-to-day basis as part of normal operations. And that's what one of these DR monitoring tools can bring to the party, is the ability to shortcut the testing process. So when it does come time to test, you haven't eliminated the need for testing. Basically, all you're doing is testing logistics. You're testing does everybody know the job they're supposed to do? Does our call tree, the notification of key users, is that all up to date and accurate? Do I have the right contact names and the right keys for unencrypting data and all the other errata that goes into a successful recovery? We can use the test time to test those things. Not to wait and wait and wait for recoveries to occur, to rebuild platforms, or to restore data from tape. That stuff can be done every day if you're using a good DR monitoring tool. You can have high confidence that you've got the data. Now, the only things we have to test are, do the users know what they're doing, and do the team members of a recovery team know what they're doing? That's a much less exhausting set of tasks. And less prone to failure, less prone to jamming up the testing process and requiring a lot of retest. I think that it's a win-win to use a good DR monitoring tool, and that's my story. I'm sticking to it.
Okay. I just have one more question, John. What types of companies should be using DR monitoring tools, and how do you know if it's right for you?
Well, you know, a small company doesn't need them. A small company, typically all of its data protection is accomplished by using, if you wanted to, a single DVD, you know, blank DVD. I always tell small firms, look, the only thing that stands between you and the successful recovery of your business, if you ever had a disaster, is a $1 piece of media. And all you got to do is make your backup to a DVD or to a removable hard disk or to a flash key or whatever you want to use on a weekly basis or whatever, depending on the rate of data change and depending on the sensitivity of that information and what line of business you're in. You may also want to encrypt it, so there's some little software investment that might be useful in that regard. They don't have the complexity of the infrastructure. They don't have the complexity in terms of the number of applications or the different types of data that they're replicating. They don't need a DR tool of this sort. However, for a medium-sized or larger company, a large enterprise, where they have tens or hundreds or even thousands of different business processes supported by different applications and different data sets, they've got a coordination nightmare. And the only way to really drive cost out of that kind of infrastructure is to deploy a DR planning tool.
Okay. Well, thank you for those answers, John.
Oh, my pleasure. I hope that was useful to you.
Yep, definitely. And for more information on DR monitoring tools, you can visit searchdisasterrecovery.com.